And there's two things to be said about that. One is that to discount it is just ridiculous, because everyone knows the U.S. has the technology to interfere in other countries' electrical grids, and they know the U.S. has a motivation to do so. But even if the U.S. didn't directly interfere with the electrical grid, what we do know is that the sanctions that the U.S. has imposed against Venezuela have directly impacted on Venezuela's infrastructure. And so even if there were infrastructural issues behind the electrical outages, you have to report on the fact that the sanctions, the U.S. sanctions, have a role to play there too. So one way or another, I think it's fair to say that the U.S. is responsible for those sorts of occurrences in Venezuela. Meanwhile, it should be noted, I just saw news reports today, you know, in terms of food shipments to Venezuela, that a ship bound for Venezuela with soybeans was seized in the Panama Canal pursuant to Trump's new embargo that he just announced this week. And so, you know, the idea that the U.S. cares about getting food and aid to Venezuela also must be questioned, and I'll be very curious to see whether that news story makes it into the mainstream press today.